you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me. The title of this show is Aretha in Concert. No, I don't mean to play any one of her excellent live albums, such as Aretha in Paris or Live at Fillmore West, all the way through. But I will borrow some cuts from those live albums. What I intend to do is to recreate the playlist from an Aretha Franklin concert which happened on May 19, 2016, at the Performing Arts Center in Durham, North Carolina. Aretha has been afraid to fly in airplanes for many years, and now just plain refuses to fly. She takes her customized tour bus to arenas and clubs and other concert venues. She had been scheduled to play in Durham in late January, but a large snow and ice storm in the eastern United States caused her to cancel. Ultimately, she rescheduled, moving her concert to May 19th, and I was there, in the eighth row of the center section. And she walked out on stage to thunderous standing ovation, dressed in a gold sparkly dress and a full-length mink coat, which she dropped on the floor. And as my eyes welled up with an emotional tears at finally seeing her live in concert, she launched into this song.
Like a warrior that fights and wins the battle.
That was I Knew You Were Waiting by Aretha Franklin and George Michaels. That night, the Aretha Franklin Orchestra on stage was big. The musical director conducted musicians including two grand pianos, an organ, two drum kits, an additional percussionist for xylophone, as well as guitar, bass, a 10-piece horn section, and four backup singers. After the applause died down a little bit, she got down to business.
If you want my loving, Would you do that? Would you do it for me? I love you, and I love you too. Dearest of all, darling, I know we've got a bond. But baby, do you know that it just don't hurt? You're taking me with you, and I am keeping you here in my arms. And it's all because I love you. I love you, baby, and I love you too. Hey, honey, would you call me, call me the moment you get. Would you do that? Would you do it for me? Yeah. Call me the moment. Call me the hour, the second that you get there. Oh, call me, baby. Call me the moment. Call me the hour, the second that you get.
Thank you.
This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. You just heard Ain't No Way. Previous songs in concert from Aretha were Share Your Love With Me, Baby I Love You, Call Me, Think, and then Ain't No Way. At this point in the concert, Aretha stopped to chat with the audience a bit, ending with saying, "Don't you know how some riffs sound familiar?"
You feel real good? Good enough to help me sing this next song? Oh, I bet you don't even remember it. Change, change, change.
You got me where you want me. I
By this point, Aretha had fully warmed up and sang and shimmied so hard that she stepped out of her shoe. At the end of Chain of Fools, her musical director found her lost shoe and kneeled down to help slip it back on her foot. Aretha, age 74, girlishly quipped, "At last my prince has come around." Aretha left the stage, but the orchestra launched into an extended version of Stevie Wonder's song, Another Star, and during the interlude, the two video screens in the hall showed grainy black-and-white videos of championship boxing matches featuring Joe Louis and various opponents. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. After the interlude, Aretha returned to the stage and announced she'd lost a tooth as well as her shoe. She was embarrassed to be missing a visible tooth, but smiled and said, "If you see it, don't see it." Aretha does not tour much anymore, but she did have a series of concerts scheduled, generally two per month, in order to support her newest album, Aretha Sings the Great Diva Classics.
And it's bringing me out of the dark. Finally, I can see it crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I will leave with every part of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. I've got a fire burning in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out of the dark. The scars I'm gonna remind me of us. It keeps me thinking we almost had it all. The scars of your love keeps me breathless. I can't help thinking we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you had my heart inside your hand, but you played.
That, of course, was Aretha's cover version of Adele's Rolling in the Deep from 2011, mashed up with a Motown classic, Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Ashford & Simpson. At this point in the concert, Aretha sat down at one of the two grand pianos on stage and went back to her roots, bringing on stage Doug and Melvin Williams to sing gospel classics with her, such as Precious Memories. That was a stellar cut from her 1972 live gospel album, Amazing Grace. Singing gospel and playing the piano vigorously seemed to give Aretha a new level of energy, and she romped through the following classic. That was How I Got Over, written by Clara Ward, one of Aretha's greatest role models, and made famous by Mahalia Jackson, who sang it to over 250,000 people at the March on Washington in 1963. During the gospel section of the concert, from the piano, Aretha started preaching about her love of Jesus and her healing from serious illness in 2010, and by waiting on the Lord. She then kicked off one of my favorites.
See yourself on the street. I'll be there to lead me down.
So drop the top, baby, and let's cruise on into it's better than Elm Street.
You just heard Freeway of Love. By this time in the concert, people were dancing in the aisles. And then she slowed it down and said, I can't leave without singing this song, or maybe two.
Looking out on the morning rain. Thank you. I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind. Because of you. Was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. Well, I didn't know what was wrong with me until your kiss helped me name. Of what I'm living for, and if I make you happy, I really don't need to do more. Because of you.
You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman was written by Carole King for Aretha at Jerry Wexler's request and was a big hit in 1967. And the song has never gone away. Aretha's version brought down the house at the Kennedy Center Honors for Carole King and put tears in President Obama's eyes. And, of course, Aretha closed the concert with the following. So that ended the concert. There was no encore, but she returned to the stage to wave and acknowledge the crowd and shake hands with people in the front row. I want to thank my wife, Molly. This was her idea, and she pulled it all off for my Christmas present. You're the best. Aretha is one of a kind, an original and enduring force of nature. In semi-retirement now, she nevertheless was recently quoted as saying, "Music is my thing. I'm in it for the long run." Tim Weiss of the UNC Chapel Hill Music Department said at the concert, "If you go to any town, any city, any state, any country, any territory, any place in the world, and hear her voice, people say, oh, that's Aretha." The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH FM. Thanks for listening.
Bye.